We joined on the line by Richard Zet's project manager, Belinda Setsogelo. Thanks so much for your time. Welcome to Update at Noon.
Good day, Sakina, and good afternoon to the viewers.
Ms. Setsogelo, please, the study, when it was conducted, in terms of the qualitative, quantitative data, how long did it take? And, you know, how many clinics did you look at per district, or did you just go wholesale and just take as many as you could?
So the project in Gauteng is looking at 118 healthcare facilities across 4 districts. So the only district that we are not working in is the West Rand.
So the findings, it seems, are quite interesting. As you say, that it seems as though service is a problem in terms of the nature, friendly nature of the staff. And we are told about Batupili, but seems it's missing here.
You're correct, Sakina. According to the UNAIDS scale-up targets, now aim at the 95-95-95, which is 95% of people living with HIV knowing their status, 95% of them that know their status on treatment, and 95% are being virally suppressed. But however, in Gauteng, they have not reached that target yet, whilst only 90% of people living with HIV know their status. Out of those 90, it's only 72 of them that are on treatment and only 88 that is virally suppressed. In addition to this, there are long waiting times in clinics, also coupled with shortages of staff and the staff, bad attitude towards patients that you just mentioned. There are a lot of, there are a bit of improvements from the previous report, because this is the second report that the project Richards, which is a consortium of the PLHIV sector organization, has produced in the period of 2 years since we started with the project. There is a bit of a shift, however, it's not massive. And according to the way Gauteng is a hub and according to the way it's resourced, we had hoped that things would have been much better and much speedily, and other provinces would be learning from Gauteng.
And you also mentioned the filing system that seems to be a mess. Talk to us about that. How bad is it?
There are many factors that contribute to the filing system being a mess. The issues of infrastructure where facilities do not have enough space. The issues of the staff. And sometimes they don't even have the stationery. At some clinics, a patient have to bring books for their information to be written, which is a violation of patients' rights, because they have to take that book back with them. And also 68% of the facilities, the facility managers reported that they do not have enough staff. That caused the burden where files are misplaced. They're not taking back to the archives, and then the next day they cannot find them. Just today in the community accountability meeting that is proceeding, one of the patients gave her testimony that at the clinic she has 4 files, which means that there is no accurate tracking of patients' health history.
So you said this is your second report. In terms of the first, was there any follow-up on the issues that were raised and the recommendations from your first report?
Through the project, we had presented the report to the different districts, except for the city of Tshwane district, which they've been sending us back and forth, but with other districts, we've met with them, and we've met with the districts on a quarterly basis, we've met with the province, and through the report also, the PLHIV sector organizations through the Treatment Action Campaign also embarked in a civil society disobedience, where they had spent 2 nights at the office of the Premier trying to raise the challenges that we are facing as healthcare users.
Well, we have to leave it there. But thank you so much for giving us a bit of a glimpse into that report. That was Belinda Setsogelo, who is the project manager for Richidze. And they will be handing over that report, the second edition of it, as she indicated, to the Gauteng Department of Health.